Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're into part 77 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program 179. If you'd like a copy of it, at the end of the program, Sharon will tell you how. Please specify at that time whether you want a CD or a tape, and we'll be glad to accommodate you with whichever one it is that you want, and it's absolutely free of charge. Not because the message is infuriating, it's just that I want a message and God wants some messages to get to you and for you to play them over and over again, because this is how you renew, you make yourself be the image of Christ by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of the mind takes concentration. Concentration or meditation is where you repeat the things that are hitting you from the Word of God, that are smiting your heart, that cause your mind to be renewed, is to meditate. Meditate is not sitting in some room muttering like that, but meditating is saying in your mind or with your lips the things that you want to stay there, that is like a sanding machine that sands down all the junk that the world has taught you, the renewing of your mind. Now, people have been molded or squeezed into the image of the world, and the world is nothing but a junk pile of junk that is going to burn, it's going to melt. And if you, by renewing your mind according to the word, by the Word of God, by meditating on it, meditation means to be repeating the scriptures over and over and over in your mind until they're there, until your mind keeps being molded into the likeness and the image of the living Christ, then your mind is renewed, and then you are renewed into the image of the Father's dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how it's done, all right? If you want to remember, you must remember. The Lord says, you've forgotten me. He says that in the book of Malachi. It's because they failed to meditate. And they allowed, in so doing, they allowed the world to mold them back into the image of the world. And the world is a junk shop, and it's not going to survive the big fire that's coming. So the Lord tells us to mold ourselves by going through the fire. And we have to remember that the Word of God, if we don't recite the Word of God all the time, that all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. So we know that no matter what trial or tribulation that we're going through in this world, we know that it's the Lord is putting us through the fire. And we have to recite these scriptures in our minds so that we remember we're being put through the fire, so that we can, and we keep reciting that in our minds so that our minds are renewed. And we're becoming into the image of His Son, because it's impossible for scrap iron or metal or even gold to be of any value or very little value until it's gone through the fire, through thousands, hundreds, and even a couple thousand degrees, to where it can be poured out into the image of whatever it is that we want the image of it to be. Well, in the Bible, in God's mind, He wants all of us to be, for us to conform our minds so that we can to renew our minds. Instead of renewing our mind is simply reading the Word of God constantly and memorizing it, so that all the junk that the world has molded our mind to be is completely swept away by the Word of God. All the things that we've been taught in the world, almost everything, has been junk. And so the Lord knows that His Word will cause all the junk to be sanded off and blasted away, sand blasted away, and be blasted away by the fire. We have some letters here this evening, and we've got some scriptures to read. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord and trust the Lord that He's going to pour out His outward anointing so that the people, you people in Radio Land, will hear what it is that He wants you to know. He wants you to know exactly how to become in the image of His Son, Jesus, by the renewing of your mind. And He wants you to know how to renew your mind. And I've told you already, but we're going to get into it in greater depth. A lot of people, Father, I want you to show them that when they don't, a lot of people, when you tell them, Father, that they have to give tithes, otherwise they're robbing you. Yeah, because I could care less. I mean, you send in tithes, you send in offerings, you open up doors for us to make finances here and there. And so we're going to have them anyway, and we're going to get the word out. But they're robbing God. And if they say, well, don't you take my money? Well, we know, Father, that they are not allowing. They're not trusting you. That's the place in the Bible where you say, let me prove that I'll pour out a blessing so great that you'll not be able to contain all of them. But people are so greedy and they trust you so little that they will not loose their purse strings to you, and they doubt what you say. And that's the thing that you hate the worst. Fornication, adultery, homosexuality, lesbianism are all sins. But the thing that you hate, and there people will go to hell for that for sure, but the thing that they're going to go to hell for more than anything is by mistrusting, doubting your word that says that I'll pour out a blessing upon you. You'll bless the everything, their business, their health, the health of their children, their loved ones, their wives, themselves, their sons and daughters. And you'll increase everything that they have. And you say, test me out. If you think that this word is wrong, then test me out. But you don't want them to give to an organization or anything that is of the devil, that is preaching false doctrine, even one false doctrine. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll, by conforming themselves, by renewing their minds, means that they have to receive that scripture. And that's the one that they hate. People hate to part from their money, even though you say that you'll give them 100-fold back. That is, if they could, not just for doing that, but by surrendering their entire life, by beginning to mold their minds, to renew their minds by molding it by your word. Your word is like a hammer. It breaks the old mold, the mold of the world. It smashes. Is my word not like a hammer that breaks the rock, the nothing rock of your mind, the mold that the world has squeezed you into? My word will smash the mold that you've been, of the world that you've been molded into, and you'll be renewed by the reading of my word, saith the Lord. I pray, and I know, Lord, that you're going to use my mouth this evening and your word, and I pray that you'll open every mind and every spirit in Radio Land to get people to start believing you with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Because that's how people are saved, by believing every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. Because your word says that Jesus Christ is the word of God. And for if people say, I believe in the name of Jesus, his name is the word of God. And so if you really believe on the Word of God, then you do what the Word of God says. And that's the thing that separates the men from the boys, Father. So if people really believe in Jesus, then they are going to do They're going to believe the word of God like Columbus did when he believed that the world was round because your word said so, and he sailed off and wasn't at all afraid that he was going to fall off the edge of the world like the people in the world at that time believed. He believed your word, and therefore he discovered America. He discovered San Salvador, and he was a Christian. And Christians believe your word, and they do what your word says. And I pray, Lord, that you'll cause millions of dollars to be sent into this ministry so that we can increase the meat in your house. In other words, to increase the souls that are saved, because that's what you want, and because it's the end of time now. So we pray, Lord, that and I know that you'll use my mouth to deliver that sort of a message this evening, that the souls in the world will begin believing you, that they might be saved by believing in Jesus. Believe the word of God and thou shalt be saved, the whole word of God, which means believe the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And Lord, that the church, your body, the body of Christ, the home where you live, the temple wherein you live. This is your temple. We are your temple. We are your home, and you are our home, eternal home. Lord, we pray that this will come across in a great way this evening, and that people will begin meditating, which means to repeating the scriptures in their mind, so that their mind will be renewed, that it'll start destroying or crushing like a hammer all the bad mold, the entire bad mold that their mind has been molded into from the world, and that there'll be a new mold made, which is the Word of God, and that they'll allow this fire, the fiery Holy Spirit, to pour your Word, which is you, into this mold, into their minds, that their minds may be renewed, so that they'll be in the image and likeness of you, to be able to hear the word, to be able to deny themselves of the things of the world, because you told us not to love the world. Love not the world. I don't want you to love the world. I don't want you to love the way that it's trying to mold you into its image. But I want you to be molded into the image of my dear Son, saith the Lord. And that is by the renewing of your mind, by repeating those scriptures and pouring the word of God, which is like the molten image of Jesus, because he's the word of God, into their minds, that their minds may be renewed, that their spirits, their souls, and their bodies will do everything that you have commanded them to do, so that their souls can be saved. They are redeemed, but it takes effort on our part. And I pray that you give them the desire in their will, that their will becomes your will, as was Jesus's. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so where's the first letter from?
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Today some people were distributing your newsletter in the parking lot of the company I work for, Wells Fargo in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I understand that management made from my office chased your people off the premises, but that the newsletter was left behind. I thank God that I was able to get the newsletter left on my windshield. I am a believer, and I face daily persecution at Wells Fargo.
Right, because the people that are persecuting you, their minds have been made into the mold of the world. And the world doesn't hand out salvation or eternal life. And so those people need to, by the word of God, renew their minds and smash the mold that they've been molded into, with the hammer of God's word, so that their minds will be renewed and that they'll be in the image of Christ, so that they'll invite them. So this isn't anything new, that they would chase people that are trying to bring eternal life to them, it just goes to show how dead they are in their spirits and how much of the world they are. Because the television is saying it's wrong to have a cross on city property, and that it's wrong to teach the Bible in school. It's better to teach a lie, which is evolution, some man's theory. You know, I could come up with a better theory than that. I mean, I can't understand how people believe evolution. But here they are chasing people off that are just like little lambs that are going in there to try to bring the words of eternal life to them. And they really think they're smart because they've conformed themselves to the image and likeness of the beast, the world, the one world cult church, the one world government, world, and the one world media, world, instead of being transformed into the likeness and image of Christ by the renewing of their mind, by molding their mind, letting the Word of God mold their mind into Christ. Okay, then what?
Recently, the company has been promoting a gay lesbian group.
See, there you go. That's the world. And the Bible states that a gay, they're not gay. They're the most ungayed people in the world. They're always crying and weeping because they know they have no power over their emotions. They have no power. They're not gay. I've, in the clothing business, in the recording business, in the motion picture industry that I've been around and done promotions for years, I've met many of these homosexuals, and they're tops in suicides. Running very close to them are psychologists and psychiatrists. They're in the image of the world, and the world is going to pass away with the fervent fire. It's going to happen real soon. So Wells Fargo, you know, they're just going along with the world. Okay, so what else?
They had an open house Monday evening. The purpose of the group is to promote better, quote, diversity, unquote, and acceptance of all people where I work.
Yeah, in other words, they want a one-world person, a one-world government, a one-world... But, you know, back in the days, there was a bunch of people that they were all... Everybody in the world was of one language. And that the Lord didn't like that because when the very hearts of men are evil and wicked, the Lord said... And so what he did is he gave many languages out so that they're going to try to build up to the kingdom of heaven. The Lord just goofed on them. He said, let us go down and confound them. And so everyone started speaking a different language, and that stopped them building the Tower of Babel. They call it Babel because everybody was babbling to each other. They couldn't understand one another, and their plans ended there. All right, and so that was around Nimrod's time, who was really leading this situation. And so now the world, in its wickedness, is trying to get everybody to learn all the different languages, to just mold all the false religions, which send people's souls to hell, to let everybody be sinners, but destroy Christians that say that we must be molded into the image of Christ, that we cannot allow ourselves to even receive anything of Mohammedism, the Muslims, the Buddhist, the Catholic, any of these false religions, or Judaism. Judaism is false now because they reject the Messiah. They reject him. But the Messiah is coming back real soon to destroy all these people that have received, that have been squeezed into the image of the world. And that's what these people have received. Now you can see that they've received the mark of the one world government, one world cult, and the one world media. They've received the mark. the mark of it is that they're allowed, they're promoting homosexuality and lesbianism, fornication, adultery, and all the things of the world, so that we can all be a bunch of fornicators and reprobates, rejects of God. But I ain't going for it. And there's a lot of us that ain't going for it either. All right?
Amen.
And so if you go along with this, you're condemned. Conforming to this world is the same as if you don't repent, is the same as taking the mark of the beast. There's no forgiveness for being a members of the one world government cult. The cult runs the government and the media. And the cult is out of Rome. And people think I'm anti-Catholic. No, I'm just 100% Bible, what the Word of God says. Now, the Word of God, I have experienced, I've been saved for 41 and a half years, and I've seen the Bible conform, make me conformed into the image of His Son by the renewing of my mind. I believe the Word of God, and I've allowed it to mold me, mold my mind into the image of Christ. I think like Christ. I think like God, the Word of God. And you know, the Word of God has proven itself to be 100% true, because we see all the very signs of the end time. The Bible states that in these last days that we'd be living in perilous times, because men would be lovers of their self, of this world. They love to get together. They love self instead of God. And you're placing your love in the wrong direction, because man cannot save your life and cannot save your soul. It can save your life temporarily, maybe. Something like, I've saved people's lives by, I saw them drowning and I went out and pulled them out, like even my own brother Danny. I threw him up on the bank when I saw him going into the flume outside of Billings, Montana, and there isn't anybody that's gone into that flume and lived. And I've saved another man's life by pulling him. He was almost up to the top of a wall, and because it was a stone wall, and he was starting to lose his grip. And he said, if you don't get me right now, I'll fall. And there were a bunch of jagged rocks down below. It was around 100 feet down, and I believe he would have been killed. And I've saved his life. But it was only temporal. By now, I think the man is dead. Because when the Lord starts pulling the spirit out of people, they can't stop it. And if you've allowed the world to mold you into its image and likeness, because the world's image and likeness now is the beast, the Antichrist, well, then you've become Antichrist, and there's no forgiveness for that. Not in this world or in the world to come. So you must begin conforming yourself. You must get yourself saved and begin conforming yourself into the image and likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, that is, by the renewing of your mind. And the way that's done, again, is to just keep pouring the Word of God into you and meditating on it, not chanting, you know, aimless blah 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 blah, like you hear the Buddhist monks and chanting some chant that is nobody even knows what they're saying. That isn't going to do anything for you. I saw, you know, I've done a record session with H.B. Barnum. With he did the arrangements for Ike and Tina Turner. It was the first time they'd ever done sessions with horns, with these different kind of horns they had. And she's now chanting that stuff. Tina, come on, you know, that isn't going to save your soul. You say it brings you peace and tranquility. No, you don't really have real peace. The real peace comes from knowing the Prince of Peace, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, all right? And so I have peace and tranquility, and I've gone through all sorts of fire, and I knew that I'd be able to go through this fire, because I had God in me. I had Christ in me with His Father by the Spirit. But you've gone through a lot of stuff, and for no avail. There's no reward for you but an ill one if you don't get right with the Lord. And that goes for you, Mike Tyson, and Muhammad Ali. I know you, Mike. You know me very well. And the same with Don King. I know you, and you know me, and I've done clothing for both. Any one of you. Now, Muhammad Ali, I've never met you personally, but I know all about the way you think, and your thinking is wrong. It's true that there have been people that have persecuted you, but I'm Jewish, and we've been persecuted more than you. As a matter of fact, if you'll read the Bible, you'll see that you black people have persecuted us Jews for over for around 400 years. And so we were persecuted, and you people used to beat us and you'd have the midwives kill our little baby boys. And so, you know, but we don't take it out on you blacks for doing that. I preach the gospel to you and show you how to get into the kingdom of heaven. So any religion that would teach you to kill people and plan to kill them, that's murder, and your soul is going to go to hell for even being in there. So the Bible says, come out of her. Come out of all these false religions, my people. If you're one of his people, if you really believe in God, if you don't, you better start reading the Bible instead of the Quran, so that you can see it was the Lord that created heaven and the earth and the fullness thereof. And he's the one that came into the world as a man and died for our sins. And he rose from the dead, and nobody else can do that. And over 500 people saw him ascend into heaven in a cloud. And he told us that we're supposed to preach this gospel to the whole world. I'm not against any people in the world, but I'm against the false doctrine. And the Lord loves everybody enough to where he died for you when we were all sinners. And so if you don't care about that and you just think that you've got a chip on your shoulder because somebody persecuted you or called you the N-word, and I want you to know that those same people, the Ku Klux Klan and all that, call us Jews Negroes that have been turned inside out. And so we have a lot of black people in our church, and we have, you know, anyone that wants to come in, because the Bible says we're all one blood. And I'm for anyone that believes in the Bible, believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, not false doctrine, but the Bible. I'm for you. But if you're not, I have nothing good to say about you, because and the Lord doesn't either. He says he's going to burn you up as chaff, and he's going to separate the sheep, which are his, from the goats, and they're all going to burn. And you can see the things that the Lord said are going to happen in the end times. They're happening right now. So let's continue this letter here.
Yet if I was to try to start a Bible study at work, that would not even be considered. It's the sad state of the world. Satan is having a heyday with Wells Fargo.
Well, he's having a heyday with the whole world. The Bible says that the whole world is deceived. But we people that are not of the world, our kingdom is heaven, we're not deceived. Satan deceiveth the whole world. Wells Fargo has been deceived by Satan, and Wells Fargo is going to hell and the lake of fire if they don't repent. If I were you, I'd get out of there and start serving the Lord. Okay, then what?
God is giving me the strength to shine light on that very dark place. May God bless you for what you did today distributing the newsletters in the parking lot where I work. The enemy got mad, but God will reward you. Keep shining for him. In Christ, Marcy from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Praise the Lord for you, Marcy. The enemy gets mad, but God is full of wrath. He's pouring out his wrath on the earth now. And who can abide God's wrath? Okay? Now, you say, well, God shouldn't be angry. Well, you send him to anger management then, okay? Go ahead. You tell God that you're going to arrest him and send him to anger management. You fool. And that you're going to take him to wrath management. He didn't care about ecology or anything when he wiped out New Orleans and when he wiped out those Muslims over in Indonesia that told the Christians, you have to get on the mountain, get away from the nice beaches where it's sunny and where we're lounging around here. Well, the Lord killed about 250,000 of them, and all the Christians were up on the hill looking at it. You know, why don't you people wise up out there, okay? You're deceived. You're dead in your sins and trespasses, and there isn't any way that you're going to be able to see the light until you come to the light of the world, which is Christ, and he, until you come to the one who is the way to the kingdom of heaven, the truth, the one that is the truth. It's impossible for God to lie. This whole Bible is the truth, and you're believing a lie. You've been deceived. Wake up, okay? I'm not against you. I'm the best friend you have because I'm bringing the truth to you at the risk of my life. You don't you know every one of these terrorists, these Muslims, and the people in government that are part of the one world government cult, and it's the cult that controls the government and the media. Don't you know they'd love to see me dead for bringing this truth to you? They've been wanting to kill me for 41 and a half years. Now, before I was saved, out in the world, everybody loved me. They wanted me to move into their houses. They wanted to hang out with me. One of the top men at Billboard magazine followed me around everywhere I went, just like a little puppy dog, because they wanted to pick my brain. Because even when I was unsaved, I didn't have a good brain as far as spiritual is concerned, but I had a real bright mind. So this was shocking, the recording and the motion picture industry. Now, to look at me, you wouldn't think so. But, you know, looks are only skin deep. It's what's inside. This government tried to make it look like I was like Jim Jones because I wear shades. Oh, they used to run pictures of him and myself. Well, if he was a cult, we don't believe anything alike. I don't know anything about his religion, but I am of the Lord. I'm of God. The Lord sent me to tell you people the truth, even at the peril of my life. And the Lord, thus far, has preserved me for 41 and a half years. And I know that he's going to keep me until the time that he wants me to go out. In the meantime, I'm going to preach to you, you yokels, okay? I'm not going to say you dear people, because if you're deceived, you're dear in the Lord's sight if you repent, okay? So I'll call you dear people once you repent, okay? God will too. Okay, then what?
The next letter is from Lomé, Togo, Africa. To World Pastor Tony Lamo, your writings never remain without effect. The name of the Lord be praised. Dear Pastor, your bulletins entitled Beware of the Blessings from the Vatican and its Clergy, especially of their popes, have shaken the people of Togo, and in particular the Catholics of Togo, producing a positive effect. That is to say that a brother named Yagnanim of Catholic mother and father, all Catholics, after having read this bulletin, consider it good to collaborate with me and to distribute your bulletins, which illuminate the people regarding that which is hidden. It contributes ardently to this ministry, and not only that, it causes hope that we meet up with you to follow a theological education and work for the Lord. He is ready to pay for his own ticket by flight if you invite him. Dear Pastor, he thirsts to live the truth. For this he is joyful, having found in you someone who consecrates all his time to the work of saving souls that are lost. Dear Pastor, I think that by the grace of God, my brother Yagnanim will receive a good answer from you. He already promises to utilize part of his father's land to establish your ministry after his education. In anticipation of a favorable result, yours truly in Jesus Christ our Lord, Evangelist Otin from Lomé, Togo, Africa.
Okay, consider yourself invited. And I'm going to have our office, Steve, in there to send him a letter of invitation. And that's a novelty that somebody's going to pay their own transportation. That's wonderful. Okay, and then what else? What, do you have another letter?
Yes. From Tucumán, Argentina. I would like to receive your soul-winning literature and would also like to receive a Bible. I greet you zealously, waiting to receive your literature. May God bless you for your marvelous work that you are doing. Jose from Tucumán, Argentina.
Praise the Lord. Is that all?
Yes.
Okay, Sharon. Let's begin. Okay, now read that scripture about the renewing of the mind. The M-I-N-D. And we're going to read it several times, so don't close the book. Okay?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
Romans what?
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12. Like the 12 tribes of Israel. Meditate on that. Because you're going to have to meditate on this for a long time. You've got to do that every day of your life. Amen?
Amen.
Get your mind right with the Lord. Because once your mind, you're thinking right, well, then you're going to do the right thing. Okay, go ahead. Read it.
And be not conformed to this world.
Don't be conformed to this world. In other words, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. Okay? If you've ever been down to a junkyard, you see all that stuff out there laying around, and you know that it's junk, and it, you just figure, man, they should just bury it someplace. But there are these smeltering houses that love to have that. To them, they look at it in a different way because they make money by melting all that down and taking it from whatever it looks like now and pouring it into a mold that people want. So they may make it into big balls of steel, and then when they decide, well, let's make some tanks out of it, or some cars, or some steel girders or something, well, then they take that, those big steel balls, and then they throw it into the oven and cook it, and it just it becomes like liquid, and they pour it into the mold of these steel girders, and then they start making buildings out of it or whatever. And what the Lord wants us to be molded into is the image of His Son. And how do we get smolted down? How do we get that? Is we have to, this scripture here tells us how. By the renewing of our minds. Okay, now go ahead. Read this again from the top.
And be not conformed to this world.
The Lord says, love not this world. Because all that is in the world is the lust, and the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And you don't want to be involved with that because all that's going to burn up. And all those that live according to that, you've got to get your mind right with the Lord. And keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. Because your spirit and your soul is not going to get right unless your mind has to think of what the Bible is saying, and then your mind has to believe on it. And then it trickles down into your heart, and then your heart believes that the Word of God is true because it proves itself all the time. And so you know that. So just even by the testimony of Columbus, he believed that one scripture, that the world is round. And so he put his faith in that and went on. Well, the whole rest of the Bible is just as true as that the world is round. It's like circular, okay? It's like a circle, okay? So then what?
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Read the whole thing again.
And be not conformed.
No, yeah, and be not conformed to the world.
To this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good.
And okay. So once you renew your mind, in other words, by just forcing the Word of God into your mind to the point that it takes all the world out of your mind. unless you just melt those old junk cars down and old scrap metal and things like that, it's going to stay that way. It's going to stay an old, and they flatten those cars out, and it's just an unsightly mess. And you, if you haven't yet conformed your mind, have conformed yourself to the image of the Lord by renewing your mind, then your mind is nothing but a junk shop. There's all kinds of filthy thoughts going through it. There's all kinds of lust going through it. Every kind of evil is going through it. And so you've got to renew your mind to where it is putting on the mind of Christ. And the more you read the Bible, the more it scrapes and pushes and boils all that world out of there, out of that mind, so that your whole self becomes conformed to the image and likeness of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read it again. Because this is meditating, is when you keep reading it over and over and over again. And don't spend your time doing crossword puzzles, because that's of the world. You say, well, is that sin? Well, the command is that you should conform yourself. You must conform yourself to the image of Christ by renewing your mind. And renewing your mind, you can't be looking at crossword puzzles and television and video games and baseball games, football, basketball. This isn't going to do any good for you. If you just keep looking at that sort of stuff, that's the world. And you're still looking like a piece of junk to the Lord and even to everybody else. You understand?
Yeah.
So the Lord doesn't want that vehicle, all these smashed up vehicles, to look the same way. Even the people of the world don't want to see that. They want to see junk. They want it molded into some steel girders so they can make nice new buildings and so on. Okay, go ahead. Read it again.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
You be transformed from the world, because the mold is the Bible. Jesus is the mold. The Word of God is Jesus, so Jesus is the mold. So if you pour the Bible, the mold, into your mind, then your mind is renewed to the mold of Christ instead of the world. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, then what?
But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Right. So, when you read the Word of God and you get it into your mind, you see that all the blessings are going to start coming to you, and all the curses that are happening to you now are going to be gone, because God can't break His Word. If you reject the world and accept Him, well, then all the curses come off of you, and immediately all the blessings come upon you. Your husband's going to love you. Amen?
Amen.
Your wife's going to love you. Even if they hate you right now, there's something so beautiful about the mind of Christ and the image of Christ that everybody's going to love you. Amen?
Amen.
Except the devil. You don't want him to love you anyway, do you?
No.
I certainly don't want him to love me. And I don't love him, and that's why I read the Bible. I want my mind to be filled with this whole Bible to be form Christ in me, and to my mind to be completely renewed by pouring Christ into it. The Bible, remember, is Christ. All right, so read it again. That won't hurt anybody. This is how you meditate, and this is how you scrape all the world off of your mind, and you break the mold of the world by the hammer of the Word of God. That scripture is in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 29. And Sharon, read it, will you?
Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces?
And we all have stony hearts before our minds become the mind of Christ, and so the way that we make it that way is we meditate on it day and night, and then we'll be like the trees that are growing by the living waters. All right, and so by reading the Word of God, pouring it into us, into our minds, we're transformed into the likeness and image of the Almighty God of Christ. The Bible commands us to put on the mind of Christ. And that's how it's done. Okay, then what?
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Well, what does that mean? You might prove it. Because when you do the things that the Lord says, you'll see all the doors opening for you. You'll see all the blessings come. But you have to remember the pit that you were dug out of. Remember that you were how horrible you were off by living according to the molding of this world. Do you think the world is getting better by conforming to homosexuality and lesbianism and letting these foul, evil creatures seduce your little sons and daughters? Do you think that that's good? If you do, well, then you receive the world full blast. You better read the Word and start pouring Christ into there and get saved. Amen?
Amen.
And get yourself into the mold. The mold is Jesus, and let the Word be poured into you so that you are in the image and likeness of God and that your mind is totally renewed by the Word, by Christ, the Word. Okay, then what?
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Yeah, because when the Word goes in there, the Word of God is His will. Amen?
Amen.
His commandments. Now, the whole duty of man is to fear God, fear Him enough to do this, and keep His commandments so He can bless you. He can bless you above everyone, or everything that possibly could be. Plus, you have eternal life, immortality forever. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Now, another verse.
For I say, through the grace given unto me.
Now, through the power means grace, the power given unto me. Then what?
To every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think.
Right, because we don't want to think of ourselves as anything. We want to say that the Lord is, we have to be like the Lord. So we conform to, ourselves, or transform ourselves into His likeness and image by saying, okay, Christ, you're the mold. Now we're going to pour ourselves into you by letting you pour your Word into us. And then we'll be like if you made an image of a cross, you made a mold after you made the steel, and you start pouring the steel into that cross. Mold, great big old cross. So that's a good mold. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're born again at the cross, and we're resurrected at the cross. And then the Lord tells us to take up our cross, deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. And how can we follow Him unless we know what His Word, what He did? And so we have to read His Word and just keep reading it and meditating on it by repeating it over and over again. And then we'll start seeing our lives being blessed. Our family will be blessed. If you're sick, you'll be healed. Say, I know a person whose head is 4 inches off of its axis. And the head will come right back to where it's supposed to be. And you won't be sick or have a hurting head any longer. And then there's all kinds of people that I've seen them turn to the Lord, and they're 100% healed. Okay, then what?
But to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Okay, so He's given everybody the measure of faith. But, man, if we just have the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, we can say to yonder mountain, be removed. Any trouble, because the Word of God removes the mold. The mold that your mind has been set, it smashes that worldly mold and molds your mind into the mind of Christ and your whole being into Christ's image and likeness. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ.
Right, so there can't be one of us that has sin on us, because the image of the body of Christ must be pure. Christ is pure, and he's not going to allow anything into his body, or we can't be part of his body unless we are have taken him into us, and him is the entire Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And that happens first by the renewing of our mind, and that happens from just pouring the Word of God into it and meditating on it both day and night. Now go to the first Psalm. Psalm 1. Okay, number uno.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah, blessed, that doesn't walk in the counsel of the world, the mold of the world. You'll be blessed. And we read the blessings yesterday, and we told you what the curse, we showed you where the curses were in the Bible too. So blessed is the man that does not walk in the mold of the world. Because the world, more and more each day, is trying to squeeze you into Antichrist, into obeying the things that God commands you not to obey. That Christ, the Word, tells you not to do that. Okay, then what?
Nor stand.
And why does the Lord not want you to do that? If your soul will be in hell, and he didn't die that you should go to hell, but he died and gave us all this Word here so that we could have everlasting life. It isn't for his benefit, it's for yours. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Nor standeth in the way of sinners.
Yeah, if you say to sinners, it's all right to be homosexual, we're going to give you tribute and lesbians and all this, and fornicators, yeah, everything is fine. Well, then you're standing in the way of sinners so that they can't enter the kingdom of heaven. You're telling them, don't read the Bible. You chase them off the lot. You know, we're trying to bring the Bible to the world, the lost world, and they chase you away. Well, they're standing in the way of sinners. Amen?
Amen.
Wells Fargo, you're condemned if you don't repent now. I mean, you better change your policy according to the Lord, okay? Because, you know, there's approximately 6 billion people on earth, and we've got a lot of people to witness to, but we thought we'd go over there and bless you. But you chased your blessing away. Okay, then what?
Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, they're scorning the Word of God like it's nothing, and that lesbianism and homosexuality, adultery, fornication, and you see the world that God is pouring out his wrath on different cities all over the world. There's around 10,000 earthquakes every day now when there only used to be about 4 or 5 years ago. Okay, then what?
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate
day
and
night. Does he meditate? He meditates. Thou shalt not be a homosexual. Thou shalt worship God and him only. Not Mohammed, not Buddha, not the Pope, not Mary Baker Eddy, not Paramahansa Yogananda, nobody. Not Hinduism, Shintoism, or any other ism. But it says that meditates in the Lord's law, both day and night, the moral law. Not the law of sacrifices. Because we, Christ is the sacrifice, and we are sacrifices now. Because we can only be in the body of Christ by sacrificing our whole life to his word. Okay, then what?
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Okay, so that means everything you do will prosper. That is quite a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
You want prosperity? Well, the Lord has prospered King Solomon, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. They all had a lot of money. Amen?
Amen.
And David and Solomon and all the many people in the Bible that had money because they loved the Lord. Okay, then, okay, now let's go into the message. Well, just a little bit because I see our time is up.
At the second stage or the second part, a person is constrained by the love of the Lord.
Okay, if you have the love of the Lord, then you're going to meditate on him both day and night so that you can be blessed and that everything you do is blessed. And I'm afraid But I believe that the Lord gave a good message this evening, the one that is telling you exactly how to get conformed to the Lord by the renewing of your mind. And so you can be conformed. The first step is to be saved. So when you're saved, you can understand the word of the Lord a lot better. You can understand it. You really can't understand it until you are saved. So just say this prayer to the Lord. Repeat it after me. And you're going to receive the Spirit of the Lord with His Father by the Spirit in you. Say to the Lord, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of every sin that I've committed before. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash every filthy sin that I ever committed in the past away in the precious blood that You shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Your word says that You're everywhere, that You even hear a whisper, that You even know what we're thinking, that You even know what we're saying, that You even know what we're going to say before we say it. You know that when people are accepting You. And Lord, I accept You. And therefore, I know You've heard me, and I know You've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Thank You, Father, for saving my soul. Just raise your hands up and thank the Lord. Thank You, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank You for paying the price for me. And now, Lord, I'm going to just read Your word and let it go into my mind. I'm going to rehearse it over and over again and get my mind off of this world, because the world is condemned and it's going to burn real soon. You're coming back to earth, and I thank You, Lord, for saving my soul just before You come back to earth. I made it in just under the wire. Praise the Lord. Now, as I promised, Sharon would show you four different ways how to receive this program, which is program 179. Please specify if you want a tape or a CD. Go ahead, tell them.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, now make sure you turn in tomorrow for part 78 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And just keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. For those who keep their mind stayed upon the Lord will have perfect peace and a sound mind. I mean, it doesn't matter how crazy you may have been before. You will have a sound mind if you keep your mind stayed upon the Lord. So until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and keep praising the Lord. Amen.